There was a rabbi, a religious guru of Jews, and it was found that on the day of Sabbath, he would disappear. The congregation grew suspicious. They thought, where is this man going? He is not seen on the day of Sabbath. So they employed a spy to investigate the matter. And it was found that this guru, this rabbi, would disguise himself as a peasant and go to the cottage of a low caste woman, clean her room, prepare meals for her, the spy was asked, what did you see? Where is this rabbi going? Has he gone to heaven? The spy said, no. He has gone to a place even higher than heaven. So on the day of prayer, this rabbi was going and serving a low caste woman. And the spy says, he has gone to the place which is even higher than heaven. Religion is not about sitting at one place and meditating. It should translate into action. And the greatest action is to serve someone selflessly, without any vested interest. And that is the fourth subject of this university, Seva. It's not just about speaking or giving speeches. It's about sending vibrations. Whatever you think spreads. Every thought carries vibrations. You sit and you spread. Your intentions spread. And the world is peaceless and in pieces. The globe is fragmented. My country, your country. What can we do to spread vibrations of peace? And that is the greatest service. And the first and the foremost thing is to achieve that calm state of the mind first. Unless and until we are peaceful, we cannot spread peace. They alone live, who live for others. The rest are more dead than alive. Our life is for service. Our life is for the sake of world benefit. If we live a very selfish life centered around one's own life, it's a very poor life and a very pitiable life. So the first and the foremost thing is to elevate the consciousness, is to operate at a higher platform, and that is called high vibrational living. Everything and anything that brings our vibration down should be abandoned. So today we will see again 5 tricks to elevate the consciousness, 5 tricks for divine alignment. This divine alignment is the fragrance of life. For a long time we have marinated in body consciousness. For a long time we have been wallowing in the mud of soil consciousness. Now it's the time to come out of this quagmire, this mire of body consciousness, and to reach that lofty stage of soul consciousness. It's a journey from the nadir of body consciousness to the zenith of soul consciousness. We move up, we rise up, we soar, and automatically everything that is heavy, everything that is burdensome drops. So the first trick is morning intention setting. The movements are the architecture of the whole day. What we do in the morning creates the day. What we think in the morning gives the direction to the whole day. So the morning time is very important to set an intention, to set a goal, to set a spiritual target in the morning itself. If you don't do this, whole day would be a day of distractions. Once you get up, first few hours, they say 1 hour rule. What you think in first hour of every morning decides the day, gives direction to the day, gives direction to the consciousness. That's why Mritvela is of paramount importance. In this Brahmin life, only three things are important. If you can focus on these three things, everything would become, everything will fall in place. Otherwise, this Brahmin life would be a series of distractions. If your morning is confused, your day will be a series, a battery of confusion. If your morning is clear, the day would be clear. Everything depends on the early moments of the day. They create the day. They are the architects of the day. The first thing is Amrit Vela. Second is purity, Brahmacharya. And third is control of appetite, food. If you can master these three things, you don't have to do anything more. If you can move yourself from high vibrational food to low, from low vibrational food to high vibrational food, if you come to the stage of undivided, unpunctured purity and Brahmacharya, uninterrupted Brahmacharya, and if you can turn Amrit Vela into a very powerful divine communion with God, everything will change. You will be a new person, the new man, the Superman. So this morning intention setting is very important. For example, you create a thought, I will remain peaceful throughout the day. This is the first morning thought. Now it will have a very deep impact on the day. Because day is full of upheavals, day is full of challenges, day is full of karmic account settling. So no matter what situation comes, automatically this thought will pull you to the center. I am a peaceful soul. No matter how the situations are, how challenging, how disturbing. So this setting of morning intention is very important. This is the first. The second is the sacred sound immersion. Every sound carries vibration. And sound has a power to heal. And sound has a power to calm. It also has the power to agitate and disturb the mind. So what we listen is very important throughout the day. Which sound which we are listening? Just now you are hearing the sounds of the birds. This sound is so pure, so full of joy. Which sounds to listen? We should see, hear. The best sound is music without words. Music without words. Soft music or instrumental music. There is just the music, no words. Words sometimes distract. That's why it is advised that when you study, some background music should go on. But that music should be without words. Or nature's music, or the music of Om, this universal chant of Om, or some music of birds, instruments, flute, nature's music. These music have healing power. Water, brook, waterfall, chirping of the birds. They carry a divine energy. So sometimes just sit and listen to the instrumental sounds. A sound but without any word. A sound without any human intervention. The best sound is the sound of the nature. The best sound is the sound of silence. You can close your eyes just now and listen to this chirping of the birds for 30 seconds. So when you listen to such sounds, your mind becomes peaceful. Because sounds carry vibrations. If you listen to violent jazz music, it creates agitation. So the best would be soft sound, meditation music, instrumental music. And music does not have any language. Better to listen to those. If you want words, let it be those words of language which you do not know. Some foreign language. If you know Hindi, listen to Telugu music. If you know English, listen to Spanish. You will not get bored. Otherwise, if you listen to same words, if you love some song, if you start hearing that song 100 times, after some time, it will become boredom. You will feel irritated. Or it will fall flat on your ears. It will not have any effect. But if you listen to a song whose words you don't know at all and their meaning, you can listen to that for a long time. Because our ears want melody. And melody has nothing to do with words. Music is the language of love. Love is the language of music. So this is a very good trick to make the mind calm. Play the instrumental and you can get lot many on YouTubes and other places. 1 hour music, 1 hour soft music. Some people use it for sleeping. In their room, constant music is going on. If you go to some supermarket, you will always see some music is getting played. And it does not have words. It's a very soft tune which is going on. So you don't feel distracted. You don't feel disturbed. Because if there are words, you start judging. Oh, this voice is good, this voice is not good. It is male, it is female. So the judgment starts. Let it be music without words. The third is priority, clarity rule. The problem is not about seva we do. The problem is about lack of clarity. Lack of prioritization. What is most important for me? Take an example of a girl who has been abused, traumatized. Since her childhood, she was denied love. Her stepmother never treated her nicely. She was never served good food. She was always insulted, mistreated. Such a woman, such a girl, when she grows up, she is fearful, full of self-doubt. She cannot trust anyone. She cannot love anyone. Nobody ever loved her. Now imagine such a person, full of self-doubt, full of fear, full of trauma, full of abuse, fearful. What that person needs? What is the priority here? The priority is to remove this doubt. The priority is to become confident. The priority is to reach the level of confidence. Everybody has told her, you are not good, you are not good. Imagine years of abuse has led to this. She cries on and off, in silence, secretly. She cannot confide in anyone. She doesn't trust anyone. Such a girl. And suddenly a man comes in her life who trusts her, who gives her value, who gives her love, who gives her importance, who removes her doubt. And the new journey begins. So the priority there was love. So also we have to decide, what is the priority in my life? Is it the body, the weakness of the body, the diseases of the body, the weight, physical weight, or it is some jealousy, competitive attitude, ego, anger, what? I have to decide my priority and then work on it. The fourth is inner center return. Life is full of so many distractions, challenges. If you don't return to the center, you are lost. And what is the center? The center is, I am a peaceful soul. I have to return to that center. If you return to the center at Amrit Vela today, now you begin your day. Whole day you are busy. Again evening you are busy. Lot of traveling, lot of seva, lot of talking. And then you forget to recharge yourself in the evening. And then you get tired and sleep. So next centering is happening only. So it's a 24-hour centering. So by the time, after 12 hours of heavy work, there is an emotional collapse. You need someone. You need something heavy. If I tell you eat fruit, for that time, purity is not the priority. The priority is you want some heaviness, some comfort to fill that vacuum, to fill that emptiness. That's why they love to eat, because that eating removes that emotional emptiness. So here, the eating is not for hunger. It is to bridge that gap. Because if you work for 4 hours non-stop, any seva, suddenly an emptiness comes if you are not centered. So this centering is very important. You have to come to the center. Multiple times if you come, you will remain stable. By afternoon, come to the center. By evening, come to the center. Before sleep, come to the center. If you don't do that, if you are coming to the center only at Amrit Vela, then after 12 hours of extensive seva, there will be an emotional drainage, an emotional collapse. And then you need some human being, some support, some body consciousness, some heavy, spicy food, rice, dal, some picnic, some dishes. That is not because you are hungry for that. It's not. It is to fill the emptiness which has come. And it is not that you have not worked. You have served others. You have given 4 speeches in a day. Given courses to people. Whole day busy in seva. But even after that, there is an emptiness. When you hit the bed, the emptiness hits you. And then there is a restlessness. And people seek to fill this emptiness with shorts and reels. So understand, it is not, it is the physiology and psychology. It is not guilt. It is not sin. Learn from it and move ahead. The last is peace broadcasting. There is so much disturbance in the world. Dharmasatta, the religious authority, Rajasatta, the political authority, science, everything is in the state of upheaval. The most important thing is broadcast peace. Just send vibrations of good wishes to the world. Travel across the five continents and give vibrations. Sometimes I wonder why this we have enmity. You go to any country of this world, they have the same people. They have the same emotions. You go to Pakistan, you go to Afghanistan, you go to any country of this world, they are the same people, same emotions, same food they eat. And yet, and if they come here, the music here is popular in their country, the music there is popular in this country. The films here are popular in their country and films there are popular in this country. The same emotions, the same love. And yet, there is so much enmity. They can't come to this country and this country people can't go to that country. Why? Why? Who has created this? Who has created this animosity? This enmity? Why they are so hostile? Why can't the whole world become one? Why can't they come here freely and we go there freely? So the world needs peace. The world is in pieces and peaceless. That's why Baba says, one world, one God family. One God, one family. One world, one family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. So send peace. Broadcast peace. Telecast peace. Send Sakash of peace to the whole globe so that all people become one. There is no division. There is no fragmentation. Everything one. They can come here, we can go there. This vision is important. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभ
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभ
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभ
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभ
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभ
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभ
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह कहा, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ, शिव मनाभ।